Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the book, What Would Jesus Eat? Back on that in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're excited about the continuing relationship that the Beef Council has with NBA star center Stephen Adams.
We are so excited to announce the launch of year two of a successful campaign with Stephen Adams, an Oklahoma City professional basketball player. This campaign follows the inaugural Smashing Steaks campaign, which also championed Oklahoma farmers and ranchers by harnessing Adams' love of beef, the role beef plays in fueling a pro basketball player's active lifestyle, and honoring his roots in agriculture. In year two, the digital campaign showcases Adams, it's very tongue-in-cheek, as a late-night infomercial host who teaches eager students his most treasured secrets, how to prepare a steak, how to grill a steak, and of course, when it's time, how to smash that steak. While the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks is a fictional program, proceeds from the very real merchandise sold at usmashsteaks.com are directed to charities.
And you can learn a lot more about the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks at oklabeef.org. Earlier in 2019, a book was released that refutes some of the anti-animal agriculture rhetoric. It's called, What Would Jesus Really Eat? A Biblical Case for Eating Meat. Hannah Thompson-Weeman, VP for Communications from the Animal Agriculture Alliance, says this is a book that offers a strong defense for allowing Christians to eat meat without feeling guilty.
Actually, a really interesting thing that activist groups are doing that a lot of people are surprised by is targeting the faith-based community. Groups like HSUS and PETA actually have faith outreach people on staff who have been trained in this area, and their whole role is to go to faith-based organizations and large denominations and try to convince them to put policies in place that are negative to large-scale animal agriculture or discouraging meat consumption in general. So we felt that was something really important, and you know, your religion can be something sensitive. People don't really feel comfortable necessarily talking about it. So we wanted to help people have a resource to have those kind of conversations. So we brought together a couple theologians, including Dr. Wes Jamison from Palm Beach Atlantic University, and he brought together, I think, eight different people who looked at this issue of what does the Bible say about eating meat? Is it okay within our religious beliefs to eat meat? You know, we're hearing all these things, what's really true, what's not. So the book, What Would Jesus Really Eat? The Biblical Case for Eating Meat, did come out earlier this year, and it does look at meat consumption from several different angles that all have that base in theology. It actually includes a chapter from a swine veterinarian as well as a hog farmer, and gives a really great perspective on what's a really interesting issue. So far, it's going really well. We've got a lot of great reactions. It's a quick read, a very interesting read, especially if you're interested in either of these topics, you know, faith or meat production. You can learn more about it on our website, right on the homepage, animalagalliance.org. There's a link to read about the book and place your order if you're interested.
Sustainability Impact Report. Tell me about that.
We know that sustainability is top of mind for our consumers, and that's not just environmental impact. It's also things like animal welfare, responsible antibiotic use, food safety. And we know there's a lot of misinformation out there about the industry's commitment to continuous improvement and meeting the demands and expectations of our consumers. So the Alliance has, for several years now, issued a report. We renamed it this year, the Sustainability Impact Report, that looks at what the different sectors of animal agriculture are doing, from people who raise crops for feed all the way to aquaculture in those key areas. So the report really gives a high-level overview, and it's a great resource to share with teachers, with the media, with restaurant and retail brands, with anyone who just has questions and needs that quick overview of all the great things going on in animal agriculture. You can view the report on our website under the issue sustainability section, and I really encourage farmers to get familiar with that. You can really, again, use it as a resource to have some of those conversations that people might have questions about.
This is part of the area where the general public can get to that particular report, right?
It is absolutely publicly accessible. We promote it a lot. You can link it on social media. You can download the report to share and really help get the word out about the industry commitment to sustainability.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.